إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أرحب بكم. I welcome all of you once again in our classes. درس الليلة شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي عمير المدخلي حفظه الله. Class tonight in عقيدة, still reading from the explanation of the book عقيدة السلف, the creed of the Salaf, أصحاب الحديث of الإمام الصابوني, the explanation of the noble شيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى: ولا يعتقدون أي أهل الحديث ولا يعتقدون تشبيها لصفاته سبحانه وتعالى بصفات خلقه، فيقولون أي أهل الحديث يقولون إنه خلق آدم بيده كما نص سبحانه عليه في قوله عز من قائل قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي، ولا يحرفون الكلام عن مواضعه بحمل اليدين على النعمتين أو القوتين تحريف المعتزلة والجهمية أهلكهم الله، ولا يكيفونهما بكيف أو يشبهونهما بأيدي المخلوقين تشبيه المشبهة خذلهم الله. I want to read to you the text of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, and then we go ahead and read to you the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah. Imam al-Sabuni, he says, that they affirm, meaning here the people of Hadith, those who adhere to the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in the Aqidah, they affirm what Allah the Most Majestic has affirmed for Himself in His Book, or through the tongue of His Messenger ﷺ. We will read to you the explanation of this part. Now this is the part we're going to begin tonight. He says, they do not believe in comparing His attributes. They do not, meaning Ahlul Hadith, they do not believe in comparing His, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His attributes with those of His creation. They say, Ahlul Hadith, the people of Hadith, they say, He created Adam, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created Adam with His hands, just as He, the one free of all deficiencies, mentioned in Surah Sa'd, the verse 75, O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating before that which I have created with my two hands? They do not change the meaning from its place by saying His two hands mean His two bounties or His two powers, like the tahrif of the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiya. May Allah destroy them.
Amen.
That's what Imam al-Sabuni said. That's not from me. They do not ask nor think as to how they may be, meaning the hands. They do not liken them to the hands of the creation, like the mushabbihadu, may Allah humiliate them. Likewise, that's not from me, that's from Imam al-Sabun. That's the text. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, in explaining this portion, and he's going to divide it into phrases, he says, as for qawluhu, يعني قول الإمام الصابوني ولا يعتقدون تشبيها ولا يعتقدون تشبيها لصفاته بصفة أو بصفات خلقه. They, meaning the people of Hadith, do not compare his attributes. They do not believe in comparing his attributes to those of his creation. يعني لا يعطلون ولا يشبهون. The Shaykh says, meaning they do not make ta'til, which is a denial of the attributes, and they do not make the tashbih. Rather, they say, Allah فيقولون إنه خلق آدم بيده كما نص سبحانه عليه في قوله عز من قائل قال إبليس أو قال يا إبليس قال الله سبحانه وتعالى قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي. So أهل الحديث, they do not make تعطيل nor تشبيه. Rather they say Allah created Adam with his two hands, as Allah mentioned in Surah Sad, and we mentioned to you the ayah. Since we mentioned the tashbih and mushabbiha and ta'til, what does this mean? We just read to you a brief definition, if you say, so that you know what does it mean. At-tashbih yanqasimu ila qismain. Tashbih, to liken and to resemble the attributes of Allah to something else, is of two types. القسم الأول تشبيه المخلوق بالخالق is comparing the creator or the creation to the creator. Okay? كتشبيه النصارى عيسى بالله. An example to this is the questions. They compare Isa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? وتشبيه المشركين أصنامهم بالله. Likewise, the polytheists, they compare their idols, false gods, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والثاني تشبيه الخالق بالمخلوق. The second type of تشبيه, those who they compare Allah to the creation. كقول المشبهة يد 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 كأيدينا وسمع كأسماعنا. The مشبهة, what they do? They say that Allah's hand is like the hands, is our hands, like our hands. His hearing is like our hearings, والعياذ بالله. ويذكر البغدادي أن المشبه من القسم الثاني صنفان. الإمام البغدادي in his book الفرق بين الفرق, he says that the second type, the second group, they divide into two groups themselves. صنف شبه ذات الباري بذات غيره. One group, they compare and resemble the ذات of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that of his creation, والعياذ بالله. وآخرون شبهوا صفاته بصفات غيره. While others, they liken and resemble and compare the attributes of Allah to those of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والتعطيل, the Shaykh mentioned the تعطيل. قال لا يعطلون أهل السنة أصحاب الحديث لا يعطلون. What is the تعطيل? التعطيل ك كما قال الإمام السفاريني في لوامع الأنوار البهية: التعطيل هو جحد الصفات الواردة في القرآن الكريم والسنة الصحيحة ونفيها عن الله تعالى. He says, الإمام السفاريني, in his book الأنوار البهية, volume 1, page 94, he said, تعطيل, تعين طاء يا لام, تعطيل, not تعتيل, تعطيل, with الطاء, is to deny the attributes of Allah. Those attributes that are affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah, the sound Sunnah. Attributes that are affirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the sound Sunnah, people say no, they deny them. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمُعَطِّلُونَ لَمْ يَفْهَمُوا مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ إِلَّا مَا هُوَ لَائِقٌ بِالْمَخْلُوقِ فَشَرَعُوا فِي نَفِي هَذَا الْمَفْهُومِ. And the reason why they fall into this big mistake, because they didn't understand from the names and the attributes of Allah, they didn't attribute these names and attributes of Allah as befits His Majesty. Now all they understood is the meaning related to the names and the attributes of the creation. فَجَمَعُوا بَيْنَ التَّمْثِيلِ وَالتَّعْطِيلِ فَمَثَّلُوا أَوَّلًا وَعَطَّلُوا ثَانِيًا. So then, actually, the mu'attila, those who deny, this is the last stage. Actually, there is another stage that precedes the denial of the names of Allah and attributes. Before they deny, they compare and they liken the attributes of Allah to His creation. That's why they deny them. You see? You understand? That's why they deny. That's why he says, no, Allah doesn't have this. That's because he says, if we say Allah has hands, so His hands resemble the hands of the creation. See, that's why they fall into that, to tamthil, likening the attributes of Allah to His creation. That's why he says, look, the only way, according to their corrupt and wrong understanding, they came to this conclusion themselves, instead to stick to the aqidah of the Salaf, what they say. The only way not to fall into this mistake, because they know this is mistake. They know you cannot liken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, deny these attributes at all. And they fall into two major mistakes. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ تَمْثِيل and تَعْطِيل. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله: أهل الحديث الذين يثبتون الصفات وخاصة صفة اليدين، ما دام أن الإمام الصابوني يتكلم عن صفة اليدين، قال ما هي عمدتهم في إثبات صفة اليدين؟ The Sheikh Rabi says, حفظه الله، أهل الحديث، the people of hadith who affirm hands to Allah سبحانه وتعالى، two hands for Allah. Where they bring this from? This affirmation. What is the source? What is the proofs that they used for affirming hands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال عمدتهم القرآن والسنة. The source for the Ahl al-Hadith is Quran and Sunnah, not like the deviants, they use their intellect. And whatever agreed with their intellect, they follow it. Whatever did not make sense to them, even if it's the Quran and the Hadith, of course they cannot deny the Quran. So what they do? They play with the meanings of the Quran. The Sunnah, they're like, no, this Hadith is not Sahih. Even if it's Sahih, but to them it's not. But the Quran, they cannot deny the Quran. But what they do? They play with the meaning. They say, no, the ayah is, we believe in the ayah, but not the meaning. The meaning is something else. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. As for Ahlul Hadith, where they take the knowledge from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah عز وجل أخبر ورسوله الصادق الأمين عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي لا ينطق عن الهوى وصف ربه بأن له يدين. In the Quran, Allah informed us. Allah سبحانه وتعالى informed us that He has hands. He has two hands. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not speak out of his desires, affirm for Allah two hands. لَكِنْ يَدَاهُ لَيْسَتْ كَيَدَيِّ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. But the important point you gotta remember here, that the hands of Allah, they do not resemble the hands of the creation. The hands that Allah affirmed for Himself, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for Him, do not resemble, and they are not comparable whatsoever to any hands of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's nothing like Allah. There is nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11. فَيُثْبِتُونَ. Surah Ash-Shura is number 42, ayah 11. فَيُثْبِتُونَ لَهُ يَدَيْنِ عَلَى هَذَا الْأَسَاسِ. So Ahlul Hadith, the people who follow the Hadith, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, yes, they affirm hands for Allah. They don't say, no, Allah don't have hands. They don't say, oh, we don't know. They don't say, we heard some people saying, but look, man, this is Allah, we can't talk about that. No, they say, yes, Allah has hands. Allah has two hands. When somebody say, how do you know? It says Quran and Sunnah. That's it. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the assess. This is the foundation they build their aqidah upon. And this is the same way, Akhwan, we're studying this aqidah so that our aqidah be based on this foundation, on the Quran and the Sunnah, not on logic, not on what the majority are upon, not on what some country is upon, not on what the family are upon and the parents. No, upon the aqidah, the correct aqidah, the sound creed. This is a very important point. And as we mentioned before, and the Shaykh mentioned, because the aqidah deals with the ghayb, with the affair of the unseen. And لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. No one knows the unseen except Allah. And from the unseen that we know is only because Allah let us know. If Allah let us know certain things, we know about them. But there is so many things that we don't know. That's why you find Ahlul Sunnah wal Hadith, they affirm to Allah's hands, but do they describe them? No. When they are asked, they says, because we have no description for them in the Quran or in the Sunnah, we stop there. Ahlul Zayghi wa Dalal, the people of desires and deviation and foolishness, they keep following their desires and their wicked intellects. Oh, I gotta be this way and this way. No. They should stop where the people stop. As Al-Imam Al-Awza'i says about Ahlul Hadith, stop where the people stop, meaning the Sahaba. Say what they say. We say what they say and we'll stop where they stop. فَأَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ يُثْبِتُونَ لِلَّهِ يَدَيْنِ لَا تُشْبِهُ أَيْدِي الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Shaykh Rabih, he says, Ahlul Hadith, they are the right people, they are our predecessors, righteous predecessors, that we follow their footsteps, mainly the companions and the tabi'een, atba' tabi'een, these are the first three generations, the best generations. And whoever followed them from the a'imma of guidance and righteousness until our time. This is the aqidah. This is the aqidah of these people that we follow and we adhere to, and we ask Allah to keep us firm upon. Ameen. And we ask Allah to grant us knowledge of this aqidah. What they do, these people that we ascribe ourselves to, Ahlul Hadith, the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith, they affirm two hands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two hands that do not resemble any of the hands of the creation. فكما أن له سمعا وبصرا وقدرة وإرادة واستواء ونزولا لا تشبه صفة المخلوقين المخلوقين كذلك له يدان لا تشبه أيدي المخلوقين تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hearing, okay, sight, power, will, istiwa, descend, but all these attributes do not resemble any of the creation, because the creation they can hear too. Some of the creation they see, they have will, they descend too. If they are upstairs, they can go downstairs too. But none of these attributes of Allah resemble any of the creation whatsoever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for himself hearing. So nobody say, no, we cannot affirm that because the people hear, the animals hear, and if we affirm that, now we're resembling Allah to the... Lah. No, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Allah have hearing. Why? Who can answer this question? Why do we affirm? Do you agree with me first? Allah have hearing. You agree with me? Yes. All of you? Or why? Because I'm behind the microphone? Because, why? Why you agree with me? Huh? Huh? Ay na'am, and what else? What else? Because
it's affirmed in the Quran and Sunnah.
No, because it is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. That's it. That's why Allah affirmed for himself sami', hearing. The Messenger of Allah affirmed for him attributes. That's why we affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Barakallahu fikum. But the human being hear or not? Do we hear? You hear me? Alright, so you hear. You have a hearing too. But does it resemble the hearing of Allah? No. We say, look, the people can hear, the animals hear, but Allah have hearing that He affirmed for Himself that do not resemble the hearing of any of the creation. Why? Because Allah says, أحسنت ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Him. Nothing like Him. Look, and He says, well, who is Sami'? Still some people come and say, no, Allah doesn't have Sami'. A'udhu billah. So likewise, Allah has affirmed for Himself all these attributes. Likewise, His hands. We affirm hands for Allah, but remember, they do not resemble any hands of any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is far above resembling His creation in anything. Allah is exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is far above that which these people ascribe to Him. Ahlul Bidah, people of ignorance and innovations, wal-iyadu billah, and desires. Then the Shaykh Rabi' wa ta'ala brought this statement of Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah, in his book Kitab al-Tawheed. Ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, فَيَدٌ تَقْبِدْ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَيَدٌ تَقْبِدُ الْأَرْضِ تُشْبِهُ أَيْدِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Imam ibn Khuzaymah, when he was talking about this matter, and refuting the innovators, he says, subhanallah. Now he's refuting those who liken the hands of Allah to the hands of His creation. He says, a hand that grasps the heavens and a hand that grasps the earth resemble the hands of the creation? Subhanallah. Resemble the hand of the creation? Ta'ala Allahu ala dhalik. Allah is far above all this. Shaykh Rabi' says, هَلْ يُوجَدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مِنْ هَذِهِ صِفَةٌ. Does it really exist any of the creation that have this description? Grasp the heavens with his hand, with one hand, and the earth with the other hand. تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كثيرا. Says Allah is too exalted for this, far above from that which these ignorant people and these innovators attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله إذ كما أن ذاته لا تشبه ذوات المخلوقين فكذلك صفاته لا تشبه صفات المخلوقين. So the same way Allah's being and self and essence do not resemble any of his creation, likewise his attributes. Likewise, his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not resemble and they are not like any of the attributes of any of his creation. إذن يتقرر من ذلك ويقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلله يدان تليق بجلاله. So now Allah has two hands in a way that befits his majesty. Why? Because you may be in an area, you may encounter someone who deny, like Jahmiyyah, they deny the attributes of Allah. Okay? So what are you going to say? Just because he has a turban bigger than yours, or beard bigger, longer than yours, or just because he speaks Arabic, or he's an Arab, or he memorized the Quran and you're not yet, that's it. Now you're going to say, oh yeah, he's a sheikh. That's how people, how layman people fall into these errors. Because some people take them to some so-called sheikh and they look at this big turban, usually red, green. Alright? White and green. Two turban, not just one. Is they start with the white and put the green on top, and I don't know. And they use some special henna to dye their beard. And that's it. Just because he looks like that and the people around him, they put him in a position far beyond his reality. The laymen, when they see all that and people looking at this sheikh, their sheikh, they humble themselves in front of him more than they humble themselves in front of Allah in Salat. Now the laymen who don't know this haqeedah, they're like, who said that Allah don't have no hands? Sheikh. Okay, Allah has no hands. That's it. And if that layman guy have a children, he's going to go home and teach his children this aqidah of Jahmiyyah. See? It's very important. And you think Jahmiyyah, that's it, is gone. No, there are people who teach this aqaid of Jahmiyyah. Like, I read, alhamdulillah, our brother Musa Richardson, hafidhahullah, he's refuting this guy, Yusuf Estes. This Yusuf Estes, you heard of him, right? He's famous. Why is he famous? Because of his aqidah? No, he's famous because I don't know who's putting him out there. He's teaching the aqidah of Jahmiyyah. According to the refutation of our brother, Musa Richardson, Hafidhullah, he's refuting him because this man, he's teaching principles of and the creed of Jahmiyyah. For one of them, he says that the Quran in the Masahif is not the Quran. No, it's not the Quran. It's not the words of Allah. Will he bring this same statement of Jahmiyyah? Of course, this man, he didn't study knowledge from the ulama. And he doesn't have aqidah salafiyyah. Okay, he just, and actually he was ignorant even in his religion. As what they promote, as Musa Richardson said, they promote on him that he was a big sheikh in their Christianity. He was nothing in his religion. He didn't know much. He was just a guy, I don't know, for whatever reason, people put him out there because he's Caucasian or whatever, I don't know what. They just put him out there, some people, just put him out there and give him a big name and he's all over Australia, 200 people accepted Islam. Yeah, right. Just like that. And they put him out there so fast. He becomes so famous so fast, so now people are listening to him. He's going and lecturing everywhere. And just like that, And he's one of the things that he's teaching, many foolishness and falsehood. And as the brother he mentioned, and this is quoted from his clips, by the way. They are on YouTube. It's not like the brother just saying stuff he heard from somebody. No, these are his own statement. The statement of this man, Yusuf Estes. So beware of this guy, Yusuf Estes. Okay? Beware of him. Don't listen to him. Because a lot of people, they think he's a good guy. MashaAllah. He was a priest. Now he's a Muslim. He's going to Islam. Yeah, right. He's taking the people away from the correct aqidah, the aqidah of the Salaf. Okay? One of his mistakes, as brother he mentioned, Hafidhullah, he said that the Shia is the fifth, is the madhab too. The same way you can study the deen based on the Hanbali madhab, the Maliki madhab in fiqh, so you can do it on the Shi'i madhab as well. What the Shia going to teach you? How to curse Ali, Abu Bakr? That's what they teach in their madhab. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is a kafir, and Umar is a kafir, and Aisha is a kafir, wal-iyadu billah. Be aware of this guy, Yusuf Estes. He has corrupt aqidah. Okay? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him. But if he's not guided, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslim from his wickedness. If you know anyone who is listening to him, or whatever, tell them, ya akhwan, you can't. This man, don't take knowledge from him. He need to learn himself. Okay? طيب. إذن قال الشيخ فلله يدان تليق بجلاله. Allah has two hands. But these hands do not resemble any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any hands of the creation of Allah. ونص الله تبارك وتعالى أنه خلق آدم بيديه. And we have a text from the Quran that Allah created Adam with his two hands. Like the ayah in Surah Sad. Clear ayah 75. فإذا كانت اليد بمعنى القدرة فما ميزة آدم على إبليس وعلى غيره. Sheikh Rabi Hamar Ta'ala, he says, because some of deviant groups, of course they affirm the hands. They don't say Allah have no hands. See? Why? Because the Quran, Allah says, affirm. But they know, they say the hands mean power. That's what they say. These deviant groups, they say no. The hands here doesn't mean the hands. It means the power. Meaning Allah create Adam by His power. Qudra. Shaykh Rabi Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, if the hand means power, so what is the particularity and advantage and the excellence that Adam have then over Iblis and over other than him from the creation? يعني هؤلاء الجهمية والمعتزلة أولوها بمعنى القدرة أو القدرتين أو النعمتين. Now the Shaykh, he began now to refute the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila. He says the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, these two deviant groups, major deviant groups, they say that the hands of Allah is the power. And if Allah mentioned He has two hands, they say two powers or two bounties sometimes. Sometimes they say the hands of Allah are two powers or two bounties of Allah. He says, we say to them, we refute them by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is able to do all things. Allah is able to do all things. وَخَلَقَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ كُلَّهَا بِقُدْرَتِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ وَمَشِيَتِهِ. And Allah created all of the creation by His ability and power, His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا قُلْنَا إِنَّ الْيَدَيْنِ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ تُفَسَّرُ بِالنِّعْمَتَيْنِ وَالْقُوَّتَيْنِ. The Shaykh says, if we say that the two hands in the ayah in Surah Sad, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created Adam with my hands, my two hands, if they mean two bounties or two power. فما هي ميزة آدم عليه السلام على إبليس؟ So what give advantage and excellence to Adam over Iblis? فلإبليس حينئذ يقول إذا كنت خلقت آدم بقدرتك فأنا كذلك خلقتني بقدرتك. فما هي ميزة آدم عليه؟ Following this wicked understanding of the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, Iblis will say then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since you created Adam with your qudra, with your power, me too, you have created me with your qudra, with your power. So what is this excellence of Adam over me? What is he distinguished from me? Based on what? You created him by your qudra and you created me by your qudra too. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى فالنص على إكرام الله لآدم عليه السلام بأنه خلقه من بين المخلوقات بيديه وهذه ميزة عظيمة له عليه الصلاة والسلام. It says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored Adam عليه السلام by the text in the Quran. Allah informed us that He has created Adam from and distinguished him from all of the rest of the creation by creating him by His two hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says there is an excellence and a merit, an advantage that Adam alayhi salam had alone, since Allah has created him with His two hands. قال أما إذا فسرناها بالقدرة فأين الميزة؟ أين امتيازه على غيره من الملائكة والجن وغيرهم؟ He said, but those who interpret the hands here in this ayah to mean the power, so what is that which distinguished Adam then from the angels or from the messengers or from the jinn and the rest of the creation? فدليل فيه دليل واضح على أن لله يدين تليق بجلاله وفي هذا تمييز من الله لآدم عن غيره من المخلوقات بأنه خلقه بيديه. These texts are a clear proof that Allah has two hands that befits His majesty. So nobody can come and say, no, Allah have no hands, while Allah Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms hands for Himself. You see? And also, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishing, preferring and favoring Adam over the rest of the creation by creating him by his two hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. By creating Adam by his two hands. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وإذا قيل لنا ما كيفية اليدين. Now he says, if someone may ask you, if he was said to you, describe the hands, how they are, the hands of Allah. Can you describe these hands, how they are? What do you say? قَالَ نَقُولْ لَا نَدْرِي لَا نَعْلَمْ. The answer is easy. You don't have to have PhD in fiqh or aqeedah to it. No, it's easy. Say, I don't know. We have no knowledge of that. If somebody says yes, we have firm hands, but how they are, please describe them for me. He says, I don't know. Allahu A'lam. We have no knowledge of that. Shaykh Rabi, Hafidhahullah, once again, he says, نؤمن بأن له يدين حقيقة ثابتتان له لكن ما هو كنه اليدين وكيفيتهما لا ندري. Once again, the Shaykh Rabi Hafiz Ali says, we believe that Allah has two hands. This is reality. This is the reality. This is what Allah has affirmed for Himself. But how they look like? We don't know. We do not know. We have no knowledge. So nobody should be creative. Oh, they gotta be better. They gotta be this. No. Stop. Don't you ever think like, they got to be big. No. You say, Allahu A'lam. كيف خلق الله آدم بهاتين اليدين؟ Sheikh Rabia brought another question. How Allah created Adam with his two hands? هذا يرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى لأنه أمر غيبي لا يعلمه إلا الله. So this goes back, the knowledge of this goes back to Allah. Because this is from the unseen. See what I mentioned? أمر غيبي, غيب. So this is a matter of the unseen and no one has knowledge of it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال رحمه الله يعني الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ولا يحرفون الكلام عن مواضعه بحمل اليدين على النعمتين أو القوتين إمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى says they meaning here once again refers to Ahl al-Hadith, the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith. لا يحرفون الكلام عن مواضعه. They do not change the meaning from its place by saying his two hands mean his two bounties or his two powers. قال الشيخ ربيع حول تعالى هذا تفسير الجهمية. It says because this is the explanation and the belief of the Jahmiyyah, the deviant group Jahmiyyah. So they're the one that says, look, the hands means powers. The hands in the text mean bounties. That's what it means. They change in the meaning of what Allah said. This is the Jahmis. وَاللَّهُ لَهُ قُدْرَ يَخْلُقُ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَلَيْسَ قُدْرَتَانِ ونعمه لا تحصى وليس له نعمتان فقط تعالى الله عن ذلك. الشيخ ربيع says Allah have power, قدرة, ability to create all things. He doesn't have just two powers, because then they say the two hands means two powers. So Allah have the ability to create all things. He doesn't just have two powers. And Allah has bounties, and his bounties, you cannot enumerate his bounties. He doesn't just have two bounties, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is far above what the Jahmiyya and the Mu'tazila ascribe for him. قال سبحانه وتعالى وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. And if you try to count and enumerate the favors of Allah and the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to do so. فتأويلهم سمج مفضوح يكذبه المؤلف بالقرآن والسنة والعقل. So therefore their false interpretations to the texts, especially here these two attributes, the hands of Allah, is silly, baseless, is rejected and denied and belied by the مؤلف. Okay, and is refuted by Al-Imam al-Sabuni. How he does that? Through the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And the Aql too, and the intellect. وَهُمْ يَدَّعُونَ أَنَّ عِنْدَهُمْ عُقُولٌ فَأَيْنَ عُقُولُهُمْ. And then those people who deny these attributes of Allah, they did it based on using their intellect. And they claim that they are very intellectual people. They're very smart people. SubhanAllah, if they deny something that Allah affirmed for himself, the Shaykh, he says, Do they really possess intellect, these people? Do they really possess intellect? Are they really that smart? قال ولهذا قال رحمه الله تحريف المعتزلة والجهمية أهلكهم الله. That's why he says that this changing of the meanings is by the Mu'tazila. Is done by the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. May Allah destroy them. Imam al-Sabuni said. عندما يفسرون اليدين بأنهما النعمتان أو القدرتان أليس هذا تحريفا؟ The Shaykh says, when they come to the text They mention two hands. Allah affirmed two hands for Himself. And they interpret that to mean two bounties, two powers. قال, isn't this really tahrif, distortion and alteration to the proper meaning? قال, نقول نعم, بل هو تحريف وتخريف في نفس الوقت. The Shaykh says, not only that we say yes, it is a distortion, an alteration, but also it is a childish thing. These people, even they grown, they famous among the people, but they act like children. They don't even know what they're talking about. They don't know. It's a childish. قال إذ كيف تكون اليدين بمعنى القدرتين. He says, how could it be possible for the two hands to mean two powers? How could it be possible for them to be right by them believing that the two hands in this ayah means the two powers or two bounties? ومن أين جاءنا أن لله قدرتين في القرآن وفي السنة. Then the Shaykh says, do we really have any proofs, whether from the Quran and the Sunnah, that Allah has only two powers? No, we don't. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَدِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. نَصِفُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالْقُدْرِ وَالْعِلْمِ بِالْقُدْرَ وَالْعِلْمِ. Says, yes, we affirm for Allah the ability, the qudra, the power and knowledge. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِنَّهُ يُوصَفُ بِعِلْمَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثِ عُلُومِ. Said, but we don't say that Allah has only two knowledge or three knowledge, three type of knowledge or two type of knowledge. بَلْ نَقُولُ هُوَ مُتَّصِفٌ بِعِلْمٍ شَامِلٍ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Said, rather we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge encompass all things. وَقُدْرَ يَقْدِرُ بِهَا عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Likewise, his power, his ability. He has the ability to do all things, not just two abilities. No, Allah has the absolute ability and power to do all things. وَلَا يُعْجِزُهُ شَيْءٌ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Nothing is impossible or difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. There is nothing in the heavens and the earth that Allah cannot do. Allah is able to do all things. قال فكلامهم سخيف. Therefore the Shaykh Rabi' says, so therefore those people who speak this way, the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila, he says their statement is silly and foolish. نعم سخيف. That's foolishness. And it's silly for them to say this, that Allah has two powers. Allah is able to do all things, ikhwan. Allah has only two bounties. لا. قال وكيف تكون اليدين بمعنى النعمتين. Likewise the Shaykh says, how could it be possible for the two hands in this ayah, since he mentioned the ayah, could mean two bounties. How could it be possible? من أين جاءنا أن لله نعمتين في القرآن وفي السنة. Where do these people bring this from? Let him show us in the Quran and the Sunnah where Allah says he has only two bounties in the Quran, or where in the Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ affirmed for Allah only two bounties for the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, for them to say that the meaning of the two hands in this ayah mean two bounties. Shaykh Rabi Hafiz Ali says, Inna ni'am Allah ta'ala ala ahli samawati wal ardi la tuhsa. He says, the favors, not just two favors, the favors of Allah upon the people of the heaven and the earth, you can never enumerate them. بل نعمه على أفراد قليلين لا نستطيع إحصاءها فكيف بالكون كله من الملائكة والجن والإنس وجميع من في الكون من مخلوقاته. Says rather actually, the favors of Allah not upon all of His creation, upon a few people. A few people, still we cannot count all of the favors of Allah upon them. It is impossible for us to do so. What about the whole universe? Right now, what about the whole universe? Now, so the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says, as related to the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, and Ahlul Dalal, who they falsely interpret the hands of Allah as to mean the two bounties, he says, Subhanallah, where they bring this from? Where in the Quran or in the Sunnah we have this, that Allah affirmed for himself two bounties only? Where in the Sunnah of the Prophet that he affirmed for his Lord, our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only two bounties? But rather he says, the bounties of Allah upon a few people, not just all the people, a few people, you cannot enumerate that. You cannot know all of the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon a few individuals. فَمَا بَالُكَ بِالْكَوْنِ كُلِّهِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ وَالْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَجَمِيعٍ مِنْ فِي الْكَوْنِ مَخْلُقَاتِ. If we cannot count only the favor that Allah have upon us, you by yourself, what about the bounties and the favors that Allah have bestowed upon the universe, the entire universe, and what's in it, from the angels, the jinn, the human being, and all of the creation, ya ibadallah. So, in summary, it's very important for us, ya akhwan, to study the aqeedah, because this is the foundation. Those who are firm in the aqeedah, alhamdulillah, they stand firm. Trials comes, problems, storms of Ahlul Bid'ah and Dalal, but the person stand firm. Fitan will come. They may stay for a couple of days, couple of months, couple of years. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, the fitna stood for 16 years and supported by the rulers, and not just any person here or there. By the rulers, it became the official aqidah in their time. People are killed. Those who didn't submit to it were killed. Many were jailed, tortured from them, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. But he was firm for all these years because of the aqidah. Those who are, they don't know their aqidah, they're like a feather in the windy day. Today is in the south side, tomorrow is in the east side. If you find it, it's gone. Likewise, some people, they just, I'm Muslim, alhamdulillah, a kufi. What you got in your heart? Everybody can see that. What you have, what is your aqidah? Because a fitna will come, and some people just go with it. It takes one eloquent guy who come and twist the meanings because he's so eloquent. And I ask my man, we want him. They gone with him. And that's what happened. If you wonder, sometimes people follow some wicked guy, and you're like, how could they see the aqidah? You don't see it with your eyes, man. You see it with the aqidah. When it comes to these matters, that's not what you see with your eyes. Now you gotta comprehend it with your heart. Those who have firm aqidah, that person can be eloquent all he wants. He can mention 65,000, I don't know what, proof. But then they say, look, all what he says, brother, it is not our aqidah. That's not what we know. This is not the aqidah of the Salaf. This is not what the companions were upon. Other people, the layman, they say, no, you see how many, he mentioned so many books. He can mention all he wants. We don't want him to mention 65,000 books. Just mention to us what the Sahaba were upon. That's all we want to hear from this guy. He cannot just tell us all these stories from here. Just tell us what Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, Ali were upon. That's all we want. Tell us what the Sahaba were upon, the Tabi'un. What Imam Malik and Ahmed and them, they were upon. That's what we want to hear. You don't have to bring us all these names and be eloquent and blah. You see how it is? Those who are firm. Those who are not, they just leave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us firmness upon the aqidah of the Salaf. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima al-kathira.